In Jesus' name. Well, today I want us to go to our text from the book of Paraphrase, chapter 22, verse 6. It reads thus: Train up a child in the way he shall go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Heavenly Father, thank you today for your grace. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you, God, for preparing our hearts and mind for your kingdom. Holy Spirit, it is my prayer today that your words will fall and fetch that ground. Father, I pray even those who find it difficult to hear your word, Father, this will be an opportunity for them. And even those who have heard it but yet find it difficult to understand it, Lord, you will help them to understand. And those who need to respond, Father, guide them to respond to your word. Together we pray that, Father, you will help us to obey you. Thank you for today and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I'm grateful and humbled to be here today and another opportunity to share the word of God. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to take this time to thank all of you who are praying with us and who are giving us the opportunity to be able to speak to people around the world. From the text read, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak on the theme, parents and children relationship. The relationship between a parents and children are very important, and there are major roles we need to consider in our life as we ask the Lord to help us lay the foundation of our future. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Proverbs 22:6 emphasizes the responsibility of parents to train their children in the way of the Lord. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 complements this by highlighting the obligation of children to obey their parents. Parents are asked with providing spiritual and moral training, while children are encouraged to respond to that guardians with respect and obedience. Now, as parents are asked with providing spiritual and moral training, before you can train someone, you yourself should have the discipline. Many parents find it difficult because they don't have the foundation. So it's difficult to train their children in a way that society will value them. When Paul was warning Timothy concerning spiritual things, he told him to follow his example as he also followed Christ in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. He made it clear that he already has the discipline so he can pass it on. Now, you cannot give what you don't have. We should live the life before we lead others. Amen. The teaching in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 suggests that when children are trained in the way of the Lord early on, Their obedience is not just a duty, but a natural response to loving a godly guardians. Now, the Bible says children obey the Lord, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, how can they obey it? Until they understand the truth concerning their life. It's a process. It takes time to develop people. We understand that when a child is not disciplined from an early age to understand their road, they find it difficult to practice what they don't learn. And this is why it becomes the responsibility of a parent to discipline their children, to train their children, to teach their children to live the way they want them to live. Other than that, they will go astray. And a fellow said to me, if a parent refuses to train their children, the street will train them. If you find it difficult to train your children the way you want them to go, the street will train them. And this is why we see many children today are street smart. They don't have the discipline that the parents expect, but they have the discipline of the word, the street. Why? Because many parents refuse to discipline the children at an early age. Proverbs 22 says, emphasize the parent's role as a spiritual leader. Why Ephesians 6 verse 1 underscores the children's role in honoring that authority. Now this is two things. The parents play their role and the children also play their own role. But it is important to start them with the discipline that will go the long way with them. Now, the combination of these verses indicate that a child's obedience is the key part of their spiritual development. When children obey their parents, they learn discipline and respect, which are essential in their relationship with God. It is important that we discipline our children in the way of the Lord, that will help them to live in the fear of the Lord. But this is the point. When the child is still young, when they're misbehaving, when they're stealing, parents will say, my child can steal. When they insult older people, oh, the child is just learning to talk. That baby, she does not know, or he does not know what he's saying. Now, from the early age, the child starts to practice speaking out the wrong thing, insulting other people, abusing. And we sit at the back and say, the child is still small. We sometimes go as far as insulting the child and they can remember those insults and return it back to us. When we slap them, they slap us back. And we say, oh yeah, leave that child, a small child. They start to practice the wrong path. And when they become scolded, they already have the discipline of living in an ungodly way. So they live the way they were trained from the onset. I've come today to encourage you. Though the child is still small at the age of 1-2, but whatever things that is not right in them, as the parents, it is good to discipline them. Start to discipline them from an early age. If someone tells you your child can steal, be careful how you respond, because most parents will support the run of their children from an early age, and when they have become mature in it, they find it difficult to discipline them. And the next thing is that it brings disgrace to them. There are a lot of people today that are living in regret because they allowed the sympathy of their children to lead them in the wrong path. Today, the best they wanted to see out of them, they find it difficult. Why? Because they refuse to discipline the child in the right time. Most parents do their best, but there are children that are disobedient. And today, some of them receive a lot of beating out there, disgrace them, hatred them, because they refuse to listen to their parents. If you refuse to listen to your parents, it is true that the parents will be disgraced, but you yourself has the consequences to face. There are criminals today that have been caught in the street, beat them, wounded them, and they suffer a lot of things. Why? Because when the parents were speaking to them, they did not listen. If you are up there listening to me, I want you to understand that it is important as a child to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. If you don't obey your parents, you have a judgment to face. Society will reject you if they find no values in you. There are people today that society has rejected because they found no values in them. No matter what background you come from, if your character is destroyed, no one will pay attention to you. People will reject you. People will escape you. People will discredit you. And to our parents, I also want to encourage you. Continue to do what the Lord has called you to do. Pray for your children. Teach them the word of God. Encourage them. Help them to become good people in society. It does not matter how you see them. Some children start very bad, but they end up good, depending on the parents. Sometimes you may see them and may not see value in them from the beginning, but you can place value in them by trusting them in the hands of the Lord, teaching them to obey the word of God, praying with them to live the right way you want them to go. And I can say to you today, parents, if we continue to trust God and discipline our children in the way of the Lord, I strongly believe that the Word of God will help them. The Holy Spirit will convict them, and they will live in the fear of the Lord. Children, this is a time to listen to your parents and do as the Lord has commanded us to do. If you will live according to the Word of God and do what the Lord has commanded us to do, I can assure you there is blessing ahead of you, and God's grace will cover you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for encouraging us in our faith. God, that our children will be good people in society. That, Father, whatever you have called us to do, Father, we'll do it to your glory. Thank you now and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.